All right, let's move on to public comment. Do we have any members of the public that have indicated a desire to provide comment this morning?
Carol.
Yes, we have Carol.
All right, so if you'll move Carol over and we'll take public comment. Carol, I see you're at least on my screen with your hand raised. This is public comment. Your 3 minutes begins now.
Please you're able to hear me, okay?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, this is Carol Nowicki, the wife of the fire chief, Pete Nowicki, who you tried to illegally steal retirement benefits from until the California courts put a stop to it. When I'm done, my husband would like to make a statement as well. I'm going to remind you of how corrupt your look back study and hearing pertaining to my husband was. When the look back study was initiated, the Sestera board stated that, quote, the board directed that any proposed adjustments to retirement benefits will occur only after the board has conducted a thorough examination of all applicable facts and applicable law before any action is taken. Here's how thorough your examination was of my husband. One, nobody ever contacted nor interviewed Pete prior to the hearing, and he was not asked for any documents that he may have kept. Given time, he could have provided you with anything you wanted or needed. You never asked. Two, Cesara did not have copies of his contract while he was a battalion chief from 2000 to 2006, nor compared his fire chief contract to the battalion chiefs while in office. Three, no one from Cesara interviewed the MOFD directors who were in the office during and after Pete's tenure. Those are the very ones you accused of violating the Brown Act. Four, Pete's counselor at Cesara was not interviewed. Five, you did not have copies of any MOFD mailings, emails, or other pertinent documents. Cesara didn't even ask for the tape recordings of MOFD board meetings. Six, you did not contact any MOFD negotiators or consultants who were employed during his tenure. Seven, no one from MOFD legal counsel or anyone from Myers-Nabe law firm was interviewed. Eight, you did not interview anyone from the fire district's administrative staff, battalion chiefs, or fire marshals, nor compare their contracts to Pete. Nine, neither the MOFD policies and procedure manual nor the firefighters' MOU was utilized in the investigation. 10, Pete's contract was not compared to the contracts of other Contra Costa County fire chiefs. 11, Cesara did not interview MOFD fire chiefs Johnston, Chief Bradley, Chief Healy, or Chief Collins, nor did they have copies of their contracts to compare to his. 12, even though the Cesara board at Pete's hearing was told he had numerous witnesses standing by their phones during the hearing, not a single call was made, neither during nor after his hearing, not one. 13, further, Deputy CEO Schneider, under oath at his deposition, stated he had only one single document to look at when he made his false conclusion that Pete had spiked his retirement. That wasn't a hearing, it was an ambush. And Pete would like to make a comment now.
Thank you. Yes, you were about 10 seconds away from your warning, so thank you. Mr. Nowicki, you can proceed. Your 3 minutes begins now.
This is Pete Nowicki, the retired fire chief who tried to steal benefits from until the courts put a stop to it. Over the past 7 years, we've unearthed a huge amount of sickening documentation from Cesara, as well as mind-numbling statements from your own employees. One of the documents we found was created by one of your own employees and circulated to the other Cesara board staff members, and it certainly made its way to the board. The document stated that the board should approve at a hearing to take away my hard-earned benefits. And let me remind you that those are the exact same benefits that were allowed by other county employees, as well as benefits that were encouraged by your own Cesara staff. It's horrendous that the memo was written without having performed any sort of proper investigation, just as my wife described. What's more disturbing is when that document was written and distributed. It was written before the hearing was even held, before I even had a chance to speak, and without even a chance to present any evidence in defense of myself. You already had the outcome decided and written out to conclude your witch hunt. Is that how they do it in the judicial system? They give a jury a document detailing what the punishment is going to be before the trial? I guess you never thought I would have this document available to me, but here it is. And at my hearing, I hadn't even finished my statement by more than a handful of seconds, and here what comes out of Director Gordon's mouth. I'm making a quote directly from the transcripts. We could probably spend a lot of time talking about this, but I think for the purpose of the discussion, I just want to get a motion on the table. My motion is as follows. We determine that the increases set forth in the Reed Smith PowerPoint totaling $80,000 is deemed inappropriate by this board pursuant to the authority granted to us by Section 31539 of the Act, and we authorize our general counsel and fiduciary counsel to take all necessary actions to recover all past payments. First, Director Gordon is suggesting that discussion isn't really necessary. We already have our minds made up. Let's just cut to the punitive phase and be done with this. And then isn't it amazing coincidence that his words are nearly verbatim with that memo that we found written before the hearing was even held? Or are we to believe that he's such a genius that he knows the Retirement Act section numbers by heart? I guess the Sarahs developed their own way of conducting hearings. You can make up a false statement, arbitrary issue, and present it by an attorney who just conjures up whatever lies he feels like spewing. You don't perform anything near an investigation. You write up and circulate whatever penalty you feel like imposing before even speaking to the person accused. And immediately after the witch hunt that was held illegally, by the way, you have one of the directors say he doesn't even want to talk about it. And then you just impose the preconceived punishment. You perform the perfect example of George Roy Beans. You'll get a fair trial followed by a first-class hanging. Director Gordon and everyone involved in the sham should resign, but I guess you won't. You enjoy your little sphere of power and free lunches until somebody like me stands up to you. To everyone listening, you'll see that I'm a topic once again listed on today's board meeting's closed session. This is how this board continues to hide this mess they've made. Why don't you guys have the discussions about me in open so everybody can hear it? I thought transparency was important to you. Let me inform everyone listening that they're going to discuss today. They're going to discuss the fourth huge check that they're going to have to give me this month. Let me ask you. And knowing they're going back to court.
Your 3 minutes is up. Thank you. All right. Do we have any other public comment in the queue this morning?
Not at this time.
Great. Thank you. All right.